The Laugh Your Mask Off virtual comedy tour of Canada with comedian Michael Jr. kicks off on Ontario this weekend. LaughYourMaskOff.com for tickets. The show comes to you. The venue is your living room. He's performed at Just for Laughs in Montreal and The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show, Oprah and Jimmy Kimmel, and maybe your place. Michael Jr., good morning.
What up, Todd? How you doing, bro?
Doing good. Michael, you don't slow down. I mean, we just talked not that long ago about your brand new movie, which was called Selfie Dad.
Yeah, dude, I've been waiting to talk to you again, actually, Todd.
Okay.
This is awesome. I haven't taken a call since. I've been sitting by my phone waiting on this one. So,
well, let's talk about comedy. I mean, how do you find the funny in the middle of all this craziness going on right now? How do you develop comedy in the middle of all this?
Well, you just have to look for it. Like, it's literally there. In fact, a lot of people understand that tension is really comedy's best friend. Like, it literally is. But a lot of times people think the more comedy, the better. No. You got to have a little bit of tension in order for the funny to be actually funny. So, for example, a joke that I'm working on right now, this isn't polished by any means yet, but I'm working on this joke where I told a friend of mine, me and my wife have this female friend, she wants to get married one day. And I said, hey, you have to find a man who has his eyes on the cross. And she came back with a dude who was cross-eyed. I was like, you didn't listen. you got stuff. You got to mix up. So notice how dramatically I said the phrase eyes on the cross. That was just to add a little additional tension. So when I delivered a punchline, it could really be suffice. So same thing here. There's a lot of tension with this virus and then all of these other, like the civil unrest and all these things going on. The tension is there. Therefore, the comedy is ready and the people really need it. So that's why I'm excited about Laugh Your Mask Off.
Well, the cool thing is that the show is customized to where it's being watched. So does that mean that you're on Wikipedia right now researching Ontario?
No, not at all. I have a friend named Dwayne who lives there.
Oh.
So I'm going to call him. That's weird.
Okay. Phew.
So what's happening with this show, man, it's going to be so exciting, is we are for sure doing our research to find out where we are. Because I know there's some parts of Canada that's 90 degrees right now. We want to be sensitive to them versus just talking about the cold weather. But more importantly, we have some interactive games we're going to be doing in the middle of laughing. So I have my comedy special that we chopped up and it's funny and people get to watch little chunks of the comedy special. They get to interact with me in between. But also, we're going to be doing some cool trivia, but not just random trivia. It probably will be about the specific city they're actually in, or about the show that just happened, or something funny that took place. It'll be very engaging. And some people, like, we had a household that had like 18 people in it. They were all stacked into the house. We had a great time. I'm there on screen and people are really eating up. We had a lot of fun. We did 6 shows last weekend. So it was really cool. So I'm excited about dropping it in Canada next.
Yes. So, Michael, if you could only do comedy now this way, like over Zoom or virtually, and you never could go on a stage again, I mean, would you be okay with that?
As long as I'm having an impact, meaning my real desire is to use comedy to inspire people to understand their purpose. So although we're going to laugh, it's probably 97% funny. There's always that 3% that is completely unplanned or unscheduled that we try to make, that we use to make a deposit in people, because laughter is good. Like, it opens up your heart. But if a heart is open, I want to make a deposit that can make a positive change. So especially in these times, we want to be purposeful about encouraging and uplifting people, because a lot of us need it right now, because, you know, people are really dealing with a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. And I believe that, comedy is good like a medicine. So we're going to bring some medicine.
Awesome. Michael, have you had any weird moments, I mean, wearing a mask out in public and doing what you do, that are pretty memorable?
Well, I wear my mask everywhere I go in public, and I only take it off if I have to sneeze. So, some people don't like that, I guess. I'm just playing. That'd be weird. I take it off to sneeze. So, I think the mask is actually a good thing. We all have that one friend who for years has had really bad breath, but he didn't believe us. And now he knows.
Yeah.
So, there are some benefits to having a mask on for sure.
LaughYourMaskOff.com is the website. Man, it must have been an easy one to get.
Yeah. We had to jump to get LaughYourMaskOff.com. and really, really, but anyway, people are going there to buy tickets. It's via Zoom right to your living room. And it's not like it's staged, like it's literally live. Like even last night, I was talking to a guy about, I'm like, he introduced me to his dog. I was like, okay, thanks. And he had two dogs. One was a black dog, one was a white dog. He introduced me to the white one first. I was like, okay, that's what we're doing right now? It was hysterical. We had a great, great time, man. It was so much fun.
Get onto the website, grab some tickets for the Michael Jr. Laugh Your Mask Off Virtual Comedy Night. Thanks, Michael.
Yo, you guys are awesome, man. Thank you so much.